This podcast was made possible by the Heising-Simons Foundation. The Center on Enhancing Early Learning Outcomes at the National Institute for Early Education Research presents Legacy 2030, Pioneers in Early Childhood Education. On this episode, we speak with Valora Washington, CEO of the Council for Professional Recognition. Valora, what research and experiences influenced your career?
So, having worked in this field for a long time, I really begin to understand that many of the challenges of this field, we are approaching as if they are technical problems. Like, we know a solution, and if we can just get other people to adopt that solution, then all would be better. But as time has gone on, I've really understood more that the challenges we face in early childhood education are really adaptive challenges. And that means that answers are not necessarily known. And so we're really called to be adaptive leadership. And I think the theory of adaptive leadership can really guide us in changing.
What is most important but least understood about effective early childhood education, particularly for disadvantaged children?
I think what's most important is that we always have to remember that all children have inherent value. Sometimes we forget that because we're working on the parts of the child, particularly their academic performance. But we have to remember that children per se have inherent value, and that's an important principle to always come back to.
What have been the most notable changes in early childhood education in the past 30 years?
One of the most significant changes has been that we really have a deeper understanding right now about children's capacity for learning. And I think that's because we've learned so much more about the intersection between neuroscience and the environment. So we used to really think that development occurred just naturally and it proceeded naturally. And now we're really understanding that there's a really complex interplay between the environment, between the interactions the child has that really shape and develop their learning. The rationale for early childhood education has changed from time to time over the past 30 years. You know, at one time, we were really focused on early childhood education as a remedy for poverty. We were thinking about it as really parent development and parent effectiveness. But now there's a really heavy focus on school readiness as that rationale. Another change that I see in the field is really strong commercialization of childhood and children. And parents thinking that their children need the latest app or the latest thing that twinkles and makes a noise for their children to learn. So I'm really noticing that commercialization of childhood a great deal. So another huge change in the field has been that we're beginning to pay more attention to the early childhood workforce as people who are really facilitating children's development. Not that we didn't always know that, but there's a lot more attention on the workforce right now.
What strategies would you recommend policymakers implement over the next 10 years to improve early childhood education?
There's a lot that can be done. First of all, I think we have got to really address the issues of compensation of the workforce. So there's a lot that has happened in terms of temporary support like scholarships or wage supplements, but we've got to figure out a way to give people true permanent wage increases. And that has to be a very strong policy priority. I think another strong policy priority has to be that we have to better articulate the working conditions that we believe that our children and the people who are working with children should have every day. Even in a lot of our systems building efforts, articulating those work conditions is something that is still not highly thought about. So we need to think about that more. I think we've got to confront the issues of diversity in a more complex way. So when I was growing up in this field, we really talked about the field and I think a lot of what was happening in the United States as a black-white world. But now we know there's a whole rainbow of children and circumstances and languages that we need to think about. And even within groups like black, there's a lot of complexity. So we still have a long way to go to give deep consideration to what all of this means for teaching and learning.
What do you think that the early childhood field currently gets right, and what do they get wrong regarding the development of young children of color?
Over the past 30 years, this is a field that has always talked positively and valued diversity. We have written so many papers and had seminars and done a lot to really talk about the importance of diversity. We've done that very well. What we've also done very well that impacts children of color is that we have really emphasized the importance of principles like developmentally appropriate practice. And I think emphasizing developmentally appropriate practice, even with the criticisms of it, has the benefit of us recognizing that all children can learn and all children have value, and that we don't need to have one way of doing things for one group of children based on race or class or gender, and another way of doing things for people who are a different race or class or gender. So I think our principles of respect for diversity and our principles of developmentally appropriate practice are strong foundations that help all children, and especially children of color.
In your most recent book, you say that the imperative to professionalize the early childhood education workforce has never been greater. Why do you believe that?
I think the imperative to professionalize early childhood education has never been greater, for one thing, because of children. And the complexity of children and child life in America today really requires us to know more and to know deeper about the children and families we're serving. I also think it's really important because professionalizing the field is really important for us to really be prepared to work with children and families. But let me caution you that a lot of how professionalization has been interpreted or implemented really is focusing on technical issues like degree attainment, which we strongly support, degree attainment. But what we are seeing in the literature is that even when early childhood educators earn degrees, they're not getting the compensation they deserve. They're still not getting the respect that they deserve. And this is why I really believe that professionalization has to be understood as an adaptive leadership challenge, not as a checklist or a technical problem to be solved. And it has to be understood as something that has to be conceived and struggled with as a social justice issue, because early childhood educators are facing asymmetrical challenges. And what that means is there's a power difference for us in society. And until we head on address the asymmetrical power differences, whether you have a CDA, an associate degree, a bachelor's degree, or a PhD, we will still be disrespected as a field, no matter how many boxes that we create to professionalize.
What are your hopes for the next generation of early childhood education leaders?
I see this next generation being very courageous and very bold in saying this is a social justice issue that we have to address as early childhood educators. I see this new generation of early childhood leaders saying very boldly that we are demanding change and that we're really ready to take action to produce that change. I really see this generation of early childhood educators wanting to be doers of our principles and not just writers about our principles. I'm excited about them. I've spent a lot of my career really developing and supporting people who are coming up in the field. I'm really expecting a great deal from them, and I think that all we have to do is provide them with opportunities, and they're going to take our field to the next level. My hope for the future is that we have a field that is deeply respected for the work we do for this nation, for families, and for each and every individual child. And my hope for the future is that as we grow and change, that we build upon our strengths and that we recognize our strengths so that we do not throw out the baby with the bathwater. It's also my hope for the future that we really take a very clear equity lens to any kind of change strategy that we want to implement. I know that we can do it, and I'm very hopeful about it.
Thank you, Valora. The Center on Enhancing Early Learning Outcomes at the National Institute for Early Education Research would like to thank the Heising Simons Foundation for its support of the Legacy 2030 Pioneers in Early Childhood Education Project. For more information about CELO's Legacy 2030 project, visit our website, celo.org/celo-legacy-2030. Thank you.